This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. We continue with Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 17b. It is the second section. It's the green text. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Gedola tshuva shemikaras gzardino shel adam. Right, tshuva is great that it tears up the decree, right, against the person. Shenamar, as it says, Hashmein leiv ha'am hazeh, right, fatten their hearts, ve'oznav hachmeid, and make their ears heavy, they shouldn't hear, right, ve'enav hashah, right, dim the eyes, pen yireh ve'enav, lest the people see with their eyes the truth, ve'oznav yishman, they'll hear it with their ears, ulebavo yavin, they'll understand in their hearts, v'shav, right, and then they'll do tshuva, ve'rafalo, and I'll have to heal them, I have to give them, you know, wipe away the sins and let them accept their tshuva. Right, so here, what Hashem essentially is saying is, this is in Yeshayahu, I want you to dull their senses. They shouldn't do tshuva, but the inference, of course, is that if they do tshuva, it's going to be effective. So Amalei Rapapa LeAbaye. So Rapapa says to Abaye, how do you know, right, from there, what's the proof that tshuva rips up the gezar din? Dilma lifnei gezar din. Right, maybe this is before the judgment is actually rendered. Right, so before the judgment's actually rendered, you do tshuva. That Hashem will render a judgment that, right, incorporates tshuva into the judgment. But maybe after the gezar din, after the decree is, you know, sealed in the heavenly tribunal, you're finished, you're toast. And there's no way back. So Amalei, Abai says to Rapapa, no, v'rafalo. So if it says no, he'll heal him. Right? He'll fix it. Ezehu davar shetzarech refuah. What's something that needs a refuah, a fixing? Aveyom is a gezar din. That's no, after the decree, before the decree, there's nothing that needs to be fixed. There's no decree against you yet. And therefore, this is a good proof text. Meisvei. So now again, we're going to come and challenge this. Hashab ben tayim. Right, this is somebody does tshuva ben tayim between, of course, refers to between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Mochel lo. So Hashem is going to forgive you. You get forgiveness. Lo shab ben tayim. If you don't, which means you came to Yom Kippur, you didn't do tshuva, right? That gavel comes down, the sentence is rendered. Even if you bring all of these rams in the world, you're not going to get tshuva. Right? You're not going to get forgiveness. Sorry, even if you bring the korbanos and you do tshuva, there's no forgiveness. You're done. Right? That seems to imply very clearly. Once Yom Kippur comes and the Gezar Din is done, you can't go back. You're finished. So Lokash, the Gemara says, no, it's not a question. Habiyach and Habit Sibur. No, an individual's in trouble, right? But Sibur, the community always has the ability to do tshuva even after Gzar Din. Meisvish. Now we're gonna ask another question on this. Enei Hashem Elokech Haba. Right, the eyes of Hashem are always on this land. I'm talking, of course, about Eretz Yisrael. Itim l'tova, itim l'ra. Sometimes it works out for the best, sometimes not so good. Itim l'tova, ketzad. What's the case that we're talking about when it turns out it works out for the best? Harei shehayu Yisrael rishayim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. At the time of Rosh Hashanah, the Jews were terrible sinners. They were completely evil. Upasku lehem gshamim muatim. So Hashem decided they're going to get very little rain this year. Ulevasov, but eventually Chazru, and they did Shuba. So now what's Hashem going to do? Hashem's stuck, as it were. It's crazy to almost say that. Lahosif aleim iafshar. You can't add, Hashem can't add more rain. It's impossible. Shekvar nigzur gzeira. The gzeira is already, right, rendered. Verdict sealed. Done. Rather, Elah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moridam Bizmana. When Hashem takes that little bit of rain and brings it exactly in the right time, Allah aretz asrich lahem, to the land which specifically needs the rain, akol lefi haaretz, right? Hashem could figure out, instead of just bringing a lot more rain, he'll kind of direct the rain to exactly where it needs to go at the right time, and the land will be okay because they did tshuva. Itim l'ra ketzad. How does it come about that sometimes Hashem, looking at this land, ain't so good? Harei Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Right, and Rosh Hashanah, in this case, they were completely righteous. They're unbelievable on Rosh Hashanah. Paschal, they're Yisham merubim. Right, so Hashem said, oh, they're going to have a multitude of rain. But so chazru b'hen, then they, right, they, here the chazru, the reverting, is not in a sense of tshuva. They reverted back to evil ways. So Hashem is stuck again. Livchos mehen yefshar. He can't lessen the amount of rain. Shukfar nigzer gzeira. The gzeira is already done. Ela hakadosh baruch hu marin shelo bizmanan. Ala aretz she'ena trich lehem. So what does Hashem do? He takes the allotted amount of rain, and he doesn't lessen it, but he brings it down at a time when it's not needed on land where that doesn't need it. Right? But the people that do need it in that time don't get it. We'll stop here, even though the question has not yet surfaced. That will begin with tomorrow. And unfortunately, we will leave this entire idea of Hashem being bound by Gzeira, because it is well beyond the scope of our podcast. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.